the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Hey, it's Never O'Clock. We're the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr. and Mark Davila.
I just had some delicious brownie brittle for breakfast.
I like brownies to be soft and moist,
no,
not brittle.
I love a good crunchy brownie.
Yeah, I'm not a fan. It makes me think of, like, somebody burnt it. They left it in the oven too long.
I like burnt cookies and burnt...
burnt toast.
Yeah.
Burnt fingers.
Like,
delicious.
I like my cookies like I like my women.
Burnt. Yeah. Burnt to a crisp.
Yeah, well.
That's why you're a firefighter.
House fire victims, yeah.
The man, they're hot.
That woman's so hot, all burnt up like that.
Literally and figuratively. Touch her.
Yeah. I get scared about having my house start on fire because...
Not me. I love it.
That would be such a fucking... Like, all your worldly possessions are just gone.
I know. I think about it, too, when I think about not having renter's insurance. I've told the story before, but a friend of my mom's, they had that, and she was a renter. And guess what? She didn't have a fucking thing in the world after that. No, the people who owned the home, they had homeowner's insurance. They got a nice check for their burnt-up house. She got... nothing. The Red Cross had to step in, and you know they set you up like in a hotel or motel, whatever, and they give you like a check and to try and help you out. But everything you had in the fucking world is gone.
God, that
can you think of something more horrible?
I'm paralyzed. I'm paralyzed with fear right now. I don't want to leave the house in case there's a fire.
So you want to die in that fire? Is that what you're saying?
Because I always convince myself like, oh shit, I left the stove on. I did this or that. You know, and the house fires are fairly rare, really, because
yeah.
It's not like you're driving down the street and there are like three houses and I'm like, oh, more house fires.
And usually, isn't it like somebody's fault?
Yeah, a lot of times it's stupidity.
Yeah, the most common house...
Smoking is the big one.
I'm not sure if it is anymore. It used to be always falling asleep while smoking.
I would bet that since smoking is way down...
I don't think that's the cause
anymore. Yeah, I think there's probably less house fires, I would say.
What I hear a lot, though, is that not cleaning out your lint trap causes house fires a lot.
Yeah, which I don't do that.
No, really? I always do.
Well, I mean...
I'm pretty good with that. I mean, I don't do it every time because it doesn't collect a lot
time. No, I do it in the dryer part, but I don't... I gotta take
apart... Oh, on the inside?
Yeah, you gotta take apart that, like, tube.
They, you know what they have? They have some kind of vacuum attachment for that.
Yeah, but to get up the tube that goes outside, you'd have to... It's pretty tough.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. I mean, I clean out the regular lint trap. The other shit I'm not doing. I gotta get that renter's insurance.
I don't know if it helps.
What do you mean if it helps? They'll fucking...
They'll probably give you $1,000.
No, you can pay for however much you want.
Yeah, but you know how insurance works. They don't want to pay you.
Yeah. You know, it depends. Hell, when my car was totaled, I got the full value. I actually got more... The check that I got from the insurance company was more money than I paid for the car.
Yeah, but that's different. That's car. I don't know. Because then you have to prove, like, what stuff you have.
And... Yeah, which is easy these days. Listen, you have my permission. Go to my fucking bank. The records are all there. I buy everything with a debit card. I don't buy shit with cash.
Yeah,
it's all on record.
Your bank doesn't have what you bought. It just says that you paid $150 at Target the other day. It doesn't say you bought a new pair of shoes or something.
Yeah, you know what? If there was a bill for... $1,500 and I say, listen, I bought a TV and a Blu-ray player at Best Buy. What do you think what do you think I bought at Best Buy for $1,500?
Oh, you know, did you know that I've been in the mood. I'm not in the mood.
What do you want to fuck?
I'm in the market for a pair of boots, although I found one online I got to buy later because they're like $40 for these good winter boots. Anyway.
I had to buy a good pair of winter boots last year.
Well, these are like, I mean, ones for walking around, not like the clown shoe ones. I have those too because I need a new pair of those too, but I'll probably wait.
Those were more, the ones I bought were more for like shoveling it. They're waterproof. Yeah. They're nice. I mean, I can walk around.
But I need a pair for like, you know, wearing to work and stuff. But anyway.
Yeah. Okay, I gotcha.
Anyhow, Target doesn't sell men's shoes anymore, really.
They do, but it's very limited.
Five different shitty things.
That's where I bought my winter boots, because this was during our huge storm last year that we had. We had a big blizzard, and I was like, I couldn't go home for a week. So during that time, I was like, all I'm wearing is fucking sneakers, because I can't go home and get anything. So I had to go to Target, and I just bought...
Mr. Boots had sneakers? You're a boot man. You're always wearing boots.
Well, at that time... Yeah, and I'm wearing boots now. I wear motorcycle boots normally.
Well, you're always riding your bike around.
Yeah. But at that time, I just had steel-toed sneakers for work. Because they're a little more comfortable and easier to get in and out of. So that we have the fucking storm, and now I'm, you know, wearing the wrong footwear.
Yeah.
So, but those boots are okay. Yeah, I know, though. Target used to have a better selection of men's shoes. Probably no one was buying them.
Yeah, they probably just have some online. I mean, they have plenty of... They have, like, three shelves of women's shoes. And
kids' shoes, because that's what sells, yeah.
I mean, their stuff's kind of cheap anyway, so...
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean,
yeah, listen, if they're not making money from it, it goes away. Makes sense.
Yeah. Like, you know, like all the Targets in Canada closed.
Really?
Yeah.
Where do people in Canada shop?
Well, they got Canadian Tire.
Yeah, they could buy tires there, but where do they shop? You're
betting Canadian Tire. It's just a regular store. And then...
hey, we got some tires, eh?
They have Future Shop. I always like to see the commercials for Future Shop.
I know, and over here we get the Canadian channels, and we'll see their commercials.
Future Shop.
Future Shop.
Which is basically Circuit City or Best Buy, wherever you want to call it. And I was like, oh, that sounds cool. Like, you go in, and like you're getting electronics from the...
For 50 years from now.
Yeah.
It'd be pretty good. Like, you can't even really use it, because it can't connect to your TV, because the hookups are way different in the future. So, they don't have HDMI anymore. Well,
they have the OLEDs. Probably wireless OLED is what we'll have.
Yeah.
OLED, I'm so excited.
Well, they have that now. You can get that.
Yeah, but the only one company sells them. They're like, they're really expensive.
Yeah.
But it's the best. Like, it's better than LED. It's better than, you know, the right LED 4K. It's 4K, but OLED is just like so much thinner. They say that
we're gonna have the ones that... Do they have the ones yet that you could just kind of stick to your wall?
Well, not yet, but that's what OLED is.
Hmm.
Because there's no backlighting, so you don't need as much space. It stands for, I'm trying not to say orgasmic, organic light-emitting diode.
It came all over my TV.
Yeah, orgasmic light-emitting diode.
Oh.
And whenever I read organism, I always read orgasm.
Yeah.
There's some words that I cannot, like, if I was reading them out loud, I'd always pronounce wrong. And yarmulke is one that I always read wrong, because it looks like Yarmulduke. So I'm like, and he put on his Yarmulduke.
Or Marmaduke, that dog?
Yeah, I guess the writer of Marmaduke died.
Oh, man.
You know what's funny?
No talent.
The Sunday Funnies.
How much money does this guy have from having no fucking talent? Because those fucking Sunday comics, they're not... I mean, they are comic strips, that is true, but they're not fucking funny. They're not comical.
He even reads the funny papers.
No, they're not fucking funny.
You know, the only one that was ever remotely funny was the Far Side. I always liked the Far Side. But that guy just quit. He's like, fuck this, I'm done.
I fucking quit her.
You know, you know what it is? He probably had too much pressure on him. He's like, I can't think of any more shit.
That is true.
And I'd rather just put nothing out than put out some
song. Yeah, you don't want to put out shit and then everyone just thinks that you suck. Now, that's why people like to go out on a high note.
Yeah, it's better to burn out than fade away.
Yeah, it's like
so we're announcing the show is over.
Yeah. Please, I got plenty left
in me.
We
never start on fire. We can't burn out. You can't, something that's never been lit up can't be burnt out.
Yeah.
So.
It's a little subjective. But, yeah, you know what? Like Seinfeld. People just have like this idea of Seinfeld. It was a hilarious show. They didn't go on for too long and start to suck.
Like the Simpsons?
Yeah. Simpsons go in cycles, though, because sometimes they'll get rid of all their writers and get a new crop, and it's funny again. But,
Then, like, the early things, episodes we thought were funny, aren't really funny anymore, because it was from 25 years ago.
And yeah.
Who knows?
Like,
comedy's hard, is hard to keep relevant. Like, you know...
Well,
what people found funny in the 60s is not really funny anymore.
Yeah, try... I mean, Archie Bunker was a groundbreaking show in its day. Watch it now? That's not funny.
I'll tell you what. It might be, and it'd probably be pretty... I don't know. I'm surprised they would even put that...
Archie!
They probably wouldn't even put that on TV now. with all this racial stuff he'd say.
Yeah, I know.
You can't say, even if it's a fucking character. Just like Game of Thrones producers said, well, we're going to cut down on the rape. It's like, why? It's fictional.
And it was a period piece, kind of. I mean, it's like in a fantasy land, but guess what? There was a lot of rape going on back, you know, a few hundred years ago when women were fucking property.
And
you talk to the girl's father, and it's like, well, she belonged to you. Guess what? I give you this money. A hint of sexual content. Bullshit.
That's the way it goes.
Well, you know, it's all based in fucking religion. They have no religion. Look, sex is evil. Violence, yeah, it happens.
I don't know if it's religion.
Nah, it's all that weird morality. I find it's mostly based in religion.
I think just America's more prudish than other.
It's true, but I still feel the root of it is the religion.
Well,
I'm in agreement with you.
All right.
See how I shut you up? I say my piece, but then I tell you that you're right. That shuts somebody up.
Yeah, you're right.
Even if you have a conversation with somebody you disagree, say what you're saying, and then loop it back around to them, then make them think that you're agreeing with them, then it's fucking over.
Well, remember we used to know a guy who'd be like, he'd disagree with you, and then you'd go, well, that's true.
Man, I hate people who are so fucking spineless, they won't allow themselves to have an opinion. You have a discussion with someone, they say something, he's like, you know what, I don't think so, I think it's more like this. Oh, yeah, okay, all right, yeah, that's true, all right. It's like, dude, fucking have an opinion, man. It's okay to disagree with someone.
Yeah, well, these days, everyone disagrees with each other.
Yeah, well, some people just have that kind of personality type.
I mean, there's like...
They don't like confrontations, even though, listen, it's not a fucking... We're not coming to blows over it. It's not a confrontation.
There's contrarians. I was thinking about your contrarian.
I know.
But you still went to see Star Wars. You think you'd be so turned off by Star Wars right now?
No, listen, I'm kind of a contrarian, but not extreme, though.
But yeah, but... You were.
I don't disagree for the sake of disagreeing. I have my opinions.
Yeah, okay.
But I do like to play devil's advocate, though. But that's more for fun, because I like a lively debate. I like to use critical reasoning and logic and just, okay, you think that? Well, what about this?
You like
it's fun.
You like debates to death.
Yeah, like a duel.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking about this the other day. That most of my life is spent watching other people do shit. Like, all my entertainment is I'm watching some guys play a sport,
yeah,
or I'm watching some people pretend to be other people on TV.
Well, that's everyone's life.
Or I'm listening
to... Well, not everyone, but the majority of people?
I'm watching or listening to somebody play some instruments that I can... It's like, do I do anything on my own? Like, I was thinking...
Do you want to, though?
Yeah, you know what? I thought people with hobbies, I'm like, man, that's cool.
We have the best hobby of all. We're podcasters.
Yeah, well, my other hobby is making helmets now. So.
Hey, hey, some people listen to podcasts. We actually make one.
True. I don't really listen.
Some people watch people wearing football helmets. You actually make them.
I try to listen to podcasts, but I'm so bored lately at work. Like, I don't want to listen to anything.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know. Like, I go through, like, I like to see, like, who Mark Maron's interviewing and who's on.
I'm not a fan of Mark Maron.
Well, it depends on who he's interviewing. If he's interviewing someone I care about.
Yeah.
Like if, I don't know, you know, whoever's on there.
I'm not interested in people, so I don't really care who he's interviewing. But I'm a fan of Adam Carolla. I listen to his show because he's funny usually. And I started listening to the old Love Lines.
Yeah,
they still hold up. They're good.
That's
and there's a
good
shitload of them. They've been on for, they were on for years, so. And then Us. So that's all,
yeah,
I listen to podcasts.
I listen to pop clips. I don't listen to other stuff.
Yeah. Nah, you know what?
I want to put up with Us for 30 minutes.
That's please.
Just
hours
talking,
and hours.
No clips.
I go back in the feed and go back to the early ones because they're so old. They're like 2-3 years old. Like, shit, I don't remember that. They're new again. It's awesome.
Yeah. I have a bunch of old ones on my iPod and it comes up in shuffle when I'm driving sometimes.
Yeah, I'd like to. We can't get access anymore through the feed to the really early ones.
They'll be re-released at some point.
Yeah, I need to work on that because I'd like to listen to the really old.
Since we hire an intern around here,
I know
it's a lot of work.
Get somebody to work for free.
The other thing I was thinking about this week, I don't call this a New Year's resolution. I hate that.
Even though it's the same thing, but you're just going to call it something different.
This just happens to be the New Year. It's irrelevant. But anyways, I need to cut down on fucking sugar. I eat too much sugar.
Yeah.
And it's like, I can't help myself. Like, I have the Pounder Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. I haven't ate them yet.
Ooh.
Oh, I got to bring it in the studio for next episode.
Can we share?
Next episode.
Will they eat you one?
Well, maybe.
Don't be a greedy fuck, okay?
But.
Let me have one.
But also, the calorie count is like 1,175.
Well, that's for calories. Both, probably, right?
Yeah,
so really, it's like 500 something for one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So well, that's your meal for the day.
I guess when you eat them, you're supposed to just eat 1/12 of it.
You know you can't trust that shit. They say, like, a can of Pringles is really, like, 3 fucking servings. But listen, you buy a can of Pringles, you're probably eating the whole fucking can.
Yeah.
And they know that. So why don't they just say that a whole can of Pringles, on the back, it'll say it's 20 calories. Because a single serving is one chip. That's what we say now.
Well, we could film our eating it. That'd be good.
Well, I masturbate while I eat. So, yeah, we could film that. Sounds good.
But it doesn't seem as like impressive
getting this quadruple serving of sugar, because you eat fruit, it's packed full of sugar. I changed up my eating regimen a little bit. So, like, I just have a chicken breast for lunch. Because before I was doing, like, a shake and a protein bar. But I figured, you know, it's better if you eat, like, real food.
Yeah.
And not, you know, the processed.
You could get that
bar
was it solvent or whatever. Soily. Solvent.
I'm not eating fucking soy. Fuck that.
No, it's not. That's what it's called. But it has, like, every. It was supposed to be the super drink where you didn't have to eat anything else.
I heard about it. But you don't. You never really know if that shit is real.
Yeah.
If it's a legitimate product. It says everything you need for the day, blah, blah, blah. Like, whatever, dude. Like I said, I think it's better to eat actual food. So that's why I switched it up.
I don't have time to make myself egg whites for breakfast.
You know what? I buy the carton of egg whites.
I don't care. I get up 10 minutes before I leave.
No, I know. But I'm just saying, it really doesn't take that much time. Because it cooks up, like, really fast.
I mean, if you get a day job, are you going to end up, like, making breakfast in the morning? Probably not.
I don't know.
Having a job really
interferes. Well, no, I have to make breakfast in the morning anyway for my son. So.
Well, you might have a job where you're not there for him.
No, we'll see. Listen, your life changes, you have to make adjustments, so.
I mean, I guess you could demand that you have to be like, no, I'm not coming in until 10 a.m., and I'm leaving at 4, so, and you're paying me full-time wages, so fuck you. I'm Mark D.
Yeah. Well, you know what? They kind of have to go with me because they know I'll get the ACLU on their ass.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I don't think you have any. You don't have a leg to stand on.
Listen, I have 2 legs to stand on, motherfucker.
And that particular. I mean, you know, these days I don't know.
Are you scrambling for something to say?
Because no,
you're
saying,
like, well,
I don't think there's any, like, the only people who can, like, argue about being discriminated against these days is probably, like, transgendered and gay people.
Well, right now that's the trend.
Although I've worked at most places I work at have like 1 or 2 black people working at them.
Yeah. You know what? My last job,
I'm like, how they get away with this shit?
They just didn't have black people work there. Just ever. Every once in a while there'd be a black guy and he just wouldn't last that long. He'd get fired pretty soon after. There's no black people work there.
Well, you know, the thing
and
is,
and you think, I mean, they must be pretty racist because you don't think black people need jobs?
Well,
they're not applying?
Maybe they're not applying.
I'm sure they are. And then I worked in a warehouse. So the trucking division of it, I would talk to some of the drivers and they'd tell me, like, oh, yeah, the guy who does the hiring for us, we know him. He's outright racist. You know, he would just say, like, I'm not hiring this. I'm not hiring a blank. And some of the other drivers would be like, fuck that. I'm not working with any N-words. They're all this fucking racist. Then you just do what you feel like.
What are people's problem?
People are assholes. That's what. People are pieces of shit. And there's no accountability for them. What are you going to say?
The only people I would refuse to work with are Patriots fans.
Exactly.
Other than that, like, if I was hiring and they're like, oh, I'm a Patriots fan. Like, well. You know what? The job.
Well, you know what?
You know, it turns out we're not hiring.
He shows up, instead of wearing a nice suit, he's wearing a fucking Patriots jersey.
Got a Tom Brady jersey on.
It's like, come on, man. You gotta fucking dress up.
Pats are going all the way this year.
Or what if he's wearing a suit with a Patriots tie?
Mm. It's like, yeah, I don't know if you should wear a sports tie to your interview.
Yeah, I don't. It's very unprofessional. I wouldn't hire him either. I'm not a fan of sports, but, I mean, it's just weird. No. Uncalled for.
Patriot fans, they're almost not human.
The thing is, with with jobs, you can just hire anyone you want and just not hire people that you can discriminate. The thing is, you can't get in trouble for it because you just have to have a legitimate excuse to explain your decision.
Did you see
that? I don't feel as qualified.
In New York State, at least, starting January 1st, the discrimination laws are for businesses of any size, because prior to
that, it used to be, yeah, like, with if you had like under 12 employees, yeah, you could do whatever like you that, wanted. You it's could, like, hey, fuck it. We only hire whites. Fuck you. I only have like 10 employees. My business. This is what I'm going to do.
You could harass people and everything.
Yeah. Hey, fucking no rules, man.
Hey, nice titties. Good morning. That's why I say good morning.
Honk, honk.
I say hi, nice titties.
Well, I squeeze them. Freshly squeezed. They like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Fucking change. People are pieces of shit. But as I said, it's not going to make any difference. If I don't like a guy who's black and I fire him, I just make up excuses for why I fired him. I don't write an email and say, Susan, could you fire that black man because he's black? No, I make up excuses. And people say shit to you. You have stuff to point to. It's like, listen, his productivity was low, blah, blah, blah. And, I had to let him go. I worked with him for a little while to try and improve it. And, it just didn't work out.
I'm mad that my law didn't pass.
Klein's law.
The Klein's law, which was a nude database of everyone, so you could see everyone nude. Because I think that's a real problem. You know, I see girl, I'm like, I'd like to see her nude, but I'm never going to.
That is a problem.
Like, what the hell?
Yeah. It would cut down on crime, too, because I'm constantly breaking into people's houses and setting up cameras.
It would ease tension if I could see everyone nude.
That is true.
By the option, at least. Do you think you'd be checking out, like, dudes, just to see?
I think most guys would. Wouldn't you be curious about penis size?
True. Now, for the new database, are they aroused? I guess it'd be your choice.
Yeah, it's your choice. Why? I think every guy would be aroused because you want... Ooh, actually, now that I think better of it...
You know what I would do?
If you have if you're really small flaccid, you're going to be aroused in your picture because you want to look best.
Semi.
But...
You're semi-aroused.
I don't know.
Because you don't want to be aroused because then...
That's it.
There's no room for imagination.
Yeah.
Because like, that's what he's got. Now, if I'm just like, fluffed up a little bit, like, wow, you imagine what he's going to look like if he's hard.
It's true. That's true.
So you leave a little imagination there.
Yeah.
Just like girls in the new database aren't going to be legs spread and everything.
Well, yeah.
I'd like it to be that way, but,
that's going too far. By their choice. Maybe they want to be.
I mean, recently I saw Miley Cyrus full frontal, so that was nice.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I have a picture in my imagination of what she looks like. I bet you it's like 99% accurate of what really is.
I get, well, it's easy for girls like her who are, but like an average girl who like uses her clothes to hide,
Or, you're wearing the bra, it's packing things in.
Yeah.
You have an idea of what they look like nude, but you're not 100% accurate. But for a lot of girls, just their body type, you can kind of tell. Like, I'm pretty sure I can get a gauge on what you look like naked. I'm probably going to be really close. Speaking of nudity, I was at Target the other day.
Well, you should, general rules, you should wear clothes at Target. They frown upon nude people walking around.
They don't care, because there's a woman breastfeeding, and I saw her whole fucking titty.
Oh, that's nice.
It was fucking awesome.
Well.
I was with my girlfriend, too, and I'm like, check it out, there's a titty.
Well, you can't tell people to stop doing that.
Well,
that's a law.
Yeah, I wouldn't tell her to stop. I told her, maybe your baby wants to taste the other one, too.
Some people are better in shape. There's this one congressman. It could have been. I read this shit, these headlines.
It's probably the one I saw too, and it's probably a lie.
Probably.
But go ahead.
But the guy said that if you're going to keep breastfeeding legal in public, I should be able to go over and grab the breast.
Yeah, that probably wasn't true.
Because who the fuck would say that?
Who would say that? Like, well, why should you be allowed to sexually assault a woman?
The only thing I'm mad about when a girl's breastfeeding is that I'm probably not supposed to stare. That's the only thing I'm angry about.
I mean,
I probably shouldn't stare.
The thing is, you shouldn't stare at a clothed woman for so long either. Man, but that's
bullshit. But I could stare all day.
Yeah. But you listen, you do what you normally. If you see a girl with a nice ass, you look at her ass quickly. You know, I check it out and then I look away. The same thing with the woman breastfeeding. I looked over. I'm like, what the fuck is this? Because I saw a breast out of the corner of my eye.
I jerked it real quick, and then I moved on. I went about my day.
Yeah, and I looked, saw her breast. Like, that's cool. Now, and then I just keep on walking.
You didn't see the nipple because it was in the baby's mouth, right?
You know what? I saw areola because she was just... Listen, the baby isn't born with a nipple in its mouth. It has to be placed.
Well, plus, depending on how big the areola... If it's a big nippled girl, you'd still probably see it.
But it was part... When I glanced... It was in the step where the child was attaching.
Why don't they get this like thing you put onto the breast and then it's a straw like type thing? So then the baby sucks on this fake nipple, but it comes, you know, that way you're not exposing yourself.
I mean, they do have pumps and shit. Plus, they do have special blankets that you just, you know,
bullshit.
You could pick up your shirt and put the baby underneath and you're, you know, you're covered. They have that shit. But listen, the lady didn't want to do that. Then the kid's hungry. I mean, she could pump and just have a bottle for the kid, but, you know, she didn't.
I'm somewhat against breastfeeding. I don't know why.
You're against breastfeeding because you weren't breastfed.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
It's an irrational thing. It's the problem is, you see all these studies about how it benefits,
by the way,
and your IQ goes up, and it's so good, and you're self-conscious because you weren't breastfed, so you're like, fuck you, and you're breastfeeding.
Hold on, update. I've recently found out that there was attempts for me to breastfeed early on.
You hated titties.
Yeah, but I wasn't really interested.
Yeah. You know what? That's what your mom says. That might not be true. Mm-hmm. Because some women find it really hard to breastfeed. It's painful. So they give it a go, but it's like, it's uncomfortable. Nipples are cracking. So they just stop. It could have been something like that. And then now, in hindsight, she can just say, yeah, you didn't really take to it. Meanwhile, she could have fucking, like, listen, it's time to eat. You're hungry. This is what you're eating.
I don't like, if you know someone who's breastfeeding, they, like, leave the room. I don't like that.
I know, because I want to see.
Well, not that. It's just, like, I don't like... I don't
what's
like
your reasoning?
People do things in private. It annoys me. Like, I always get the feeling I'm left out of things. You know, I'm an outsider in life.
Do you want to see me take a shit? Like, well, what are you getting at?
But people would, like, they whisper to each other. I get really pissed. Like, it rubs me the wrong way. It's not
That's more on you.
It's not even specific things. Like, it's just, like, I don't like it. Like, when people leave me out.
People aren't allowed to have their own private moment. Someone can't whisper to someone else. You get angry? That's weird. Because
when you're a kid, like, that's, like, your worst fear, that you're being let... Like, your brother is getting to go get ice cream, and you're staying in...
Yeah.
You have to stay home or whatever. Like, that's the worst thing ever.
Why do I gotta stay, Mom? Because I don't like you. That's
because you're ugly.
I'm ashamed to be seen with you in public.
It's not my fault I'm ugly, Mom. It's your genes.
Me and Carlos's kids are going out for ice cream.
Hey, you know my kids are cute. We're all ethnic. We got nice tans and shit.
Mm-hmm.
See some sun or something.
That's the way it goes.
That's true. That is the way it goes.
No, I just feel left out when people do things like that.
Yeah, I'm used to being left out. I just assume. I don't even think about it, really. Mm. That's my life.
It's a sad life.
Yeah, no, I'm used to it. I'm not sad about
it. I forgot to ask you what you did for New Year's.
I just, me and my girlfriend hung out. Mm. You know, it's just, you know, evening in. I don't need to fucking drink or, you know, do any shit.
Boring. Why, she doesn't drink?
She does every once in a while. But, you know, it was nice.
What a boring broad. I only date drunkards.
Yeah, party girls.
You stumble around at the mall. Like,
yeah.
I have to hold them up.
That's hot. We will just throw up randomly.
They throw up in the Annie Ann's pretzel stand. Like, I'll have a...
Well, that's what those giant potted plants are for. Just throw up in there. Yeah. Anyway, AjaWizKids.com, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. Tell a friend to throw up.